But I've done it quite a lot on the way back from different churches. And sometimes it's only me in my car. And if I put the lights out, I can see nothing in front of me unless there's a little house in the distance with one light on. And it's easy to follow to that one light when there is just one light. But it's much more difficult when there's lots of lights to choose from. Sometimes whenever I've been driving to particular places and I look ahead of me and I'm at the top of a hill and I can see a few different villages and I need to get to a particular village and the villages have lights on, I have to make a choice of which one to drive out to. It becomes more difficult to choose when there's more of a choice to choose from. As a church, we've been looking at the skills, the gifts, the abilities that God gives us to be able to live the Christian life. He gives us things like joy, gentleness, peace, patience, goodness, love, all these things which help us live more like Jesus. Jesus came at Christmas time to change the world for the better. And this is some of the stuff Jesus gives us to make the world a better place. And one of those things is self-control. And self-control comes out in the Christmas story. Because that first Christmas, the wise men had to choose to follow God's star. Now, in their job and what they did with life, they probably had lots of stuff to choose from to follow. Lots of stars to follow. They had to choose the right star, God's star. The shepherds followed God's angels. Now again, they could have ignored what the angels had turned up and said. They could have gone on with their lives. They could have followed a different path. But they followed what the angels had said to follow. And of course, Mary and Joseph, they chose to follow God's voice. God had spoken to Mary. Mary had followed that. God had spoken to Joseph. Joseph had followed that. They could have followed anyone. But they chose to follow God. But here's the big thing. That very first Christmas, all the others, they followed the crowds. The famous, the rich, the religious, and so on and so on. They followed what made life look good. What gives them some joy, some temporary joy. Mary and Joseph, the angels and the shepherds, followed what would give them a permanent joy. And it's my conclusion that the top three, they had what Jesus calls self-control. There was choices. Will I follow God's way or will I follow my own way? Will I make a decision to do the right thing or to do the wrong thing? And they had self-control. And that's one of the special gifts that Jesus gives us to live a better life on earth, to be better people and to be closer to Him, to have self-control, to choose the right, make the right choices. 2,000 or so Christmases later, that first Christmas when Jesus was born, the choices of who or what to follow remain. Many people follow the crowds massing into the streets of the Christmas shopping and all the rest of it. Not a bad thing, but knowing the limits is good. Many of us follow the old religious idea that attend the midnight Christmas carol mass and such stuff and never do anything with Jesus after Christmas again until next Christmas. And many of us follow the way of blowing our credit cards and all the rest of it at Christmas time. The choices of who or what to follow remains. But we should remember that Christmas time is the birthday of Jesus. He came to have a relationship with me and with you. And yes, He's in heaven now, but I'm absolutely convinced that He can still have that relationship with us through His Spirit here on earth. He can still interact with us as we pray to Him, as we read His Bible. We can still have a relationship with Him today. And we must choose to be self-controlled at Christmas time, remembering this is about the birth of Jesus. The writer John, who wrote some stuff about Jesus in the second half of the Bible, at one point when he was talking a little bit about John the Baptist and the people who worked with John the Baptist, he writes, "The next day John the Baptist was there again, and two of his disciples. When they saw Jesus passing by, John said, 'Look, that's the Lamb of God.' When the two disciples heard this, they followed Jesus." So those two disciples of John the Baptist saw that that's Jesus, that's God, and they said, well, that's the right way to go. And they chose to follow Jesus that first Christmas. And self-control can help us have our minds in the right focus of Jesus, 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 following Jesus. Yes, a call for self-control, but it is worth it. And to quote Tina Turner, Jesus is simply the best, better than all the rest, better than anyone I've ever met. And I promise you, that is my experience of Jesus. So this Christmas time, self-control, remember Jesus in January, in February, in March, in April. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.